Internet plays a huge role in music, which is kind of a good and a bad thing, because sometimes I feel like we get lost in the trends and we want to follow the trends for the sake of, you know, growing a following and building an audience and all of those things. But it's important to still focus on like what the purpose is behind that. Otherwise, you get lost in sort of just trying to build following for following's sake. So I try to be intentional with whatever I'm posting, I still try to make sure that it lines, it's in line with where I'm trying to go with my trajectory, with my brand. But I would definitely say Instagram and, you know, all the different platforms, TikTok, they've all been a great way for me to meet so many incredible artists and people. And I've gotten the opportunity to network with so many great people that even some of them became a part of my team because of social media. So I would say that the internet is really good. It just comes down to how you use it, and it's important not to compare yourself. And obviously it's easier said than done, but it's really important not to compare yourself with other artists that are on there, because you don't know their story, you don't know their background. So it's just kind of like focusing on your own lane is important, and taking breaks. But yeah, so it's sort of like a blessing and a curse depending on how you use it.
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of like it depends on how you use it. Yeah. And even with the artists, is there any creative or artists specifically you would want to work with in the future?
Oh my gosh, I have so many that I'd love to work with. I'm a huge fan of Kate Renata. He's based out in Montreal, and I'm like, he's on my list one day to have a song with him. I'm a huge fan of Pure Quenders. He's also based in Montreal. Vancouver specifically, I love Qmortal. She's so talented, or they are so talented, and I'd love to work with them. I love Missy D is also pretty cool, is very cool. Good vibes. Love to work with Missy D. Who else? Asaya is another really cool artist based out here as well. Would love to do some collaborations when the time ever allows. And yeah, it's like, so the list goes on. There's so many good local talent that are doing incredible things that I would love to collaborate with. Yeah.
And that's good. And is there any upcoming shows that you'd want to, that you're planning to do, or you're coming to planning to perform at?
Yeah, so on the 28th, I will be performing at the Brewhalla Festival, 28th of October. And that's going to be in Cloverdale, which I think is close to Surrey. After that, I might be on like a little hiatus, because I'm going to be going on a tour next year. I'm working on a Canadian tour, and I'm very, very excited about that, because I haven't done like a proper Canadian tour before. So I'm really stoked, and I want to really give it the time and the attention and the care that it needs to create like a very special show for everyone. So
you mentioned the Canadian tour. Happy for you. I'd like to know the logistics, though. Like, what goes into that specifically? So, how is the planning? Where you decide where you're gonna go? Where you decide this is the ticket so they're gonna get?
Yeah, it's a lot of things, and that's why sort of the planning stage happens around this time, because there's a lot of moving parts. You have the performance aspect of it. You have the project management aspect of it, which is sort of logistics of figuring out the venues, the venue sizes. In terms of the locations, that's based on statistics. So using their different statistics, so there's like Chartmetric or Spotify, or there's some other metrics out there that allow me to see what cities enjoy the music the most in Canada, and those help me determine the locations to perform at. So based on that, then also determining like the locations is also dependent on obviously cost as well, because, you know, I would love to be at the stage where I have hundreds of millions of dollars, hopefully one day put that in the air. But until then, I have to be very careful about, you know, how to manage costs and all that. So yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. I think the biggest thing is having either an agent or a tour manager, or even like just a team leader, someone to just work with and plan and strategize with. And so that's sort of the stage that I'm at, the stage of planning. And and then there's the social media aspect, like what are we going to be posting on social media to promote the show, and advertising. So there's a lot of moving parts.
That is a lot. I never thought like there was a lot that went into it.
Oh my gosh.
Like, just like, oh, they're going on tour. It's just like, yeah, I'm going to show up.
Yeah. So many moving parts. And then you have to make sure that, you know, if you're going with a band, making sure that they're okay as well, making sure that they're taking care of, you know, accommodations, all those different things. I love it. Like, I really, really love it. But what makes it easier to plan is planning early and mm-hmm. giving myself like more than enough time to strategize and, you know, get all my ducks in a row, basically. Yeah.
That sounds a lot, but then it's good.
Yeah.
And is there a favorite song that you always look forward to performing? Do you have a favorite song?
A favorite song? Yeah. Like I love, but of mine or
yeah,
like,
of yours.
Okay.
Of yours.
A favorite song of mine that I love performing is called Dreams. It's an older song, like came out in 2019, I think, but I just enjoy performing it because it's, I don't know, it's like a feel good song, and I find that people sort of enjoy it too, and they always vibe with it, and it sounds really great live. So yeah, it's one of my, it's always, a lot of the times it's always on my set list.
Okay, we're gonna play it right now, and then we'll just give it listeners a bit listen.
I hope one day my dreams will come true. Then with the stars and say, I made it. Is that what it means to say made? Or is it just a concept that man made criteria? We follow the pattern of other bacteria.
Things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Hey, welcome back to Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, as Mr. David Duchovny just reminded you. Before that, you heard Matthew's interview with Shade Awele, local Nigerian-born transplant R&B musician, multi-hyphenate, You can find out more about Sade Awele on her website, which is sadeawele.com. You can just search Sade Awele, S-A-D-E-A-W-E-L-E. There's actually an accent on the E in Sade's first name, S-A-D-E, accent aigu. And then the website is sadeawele.com, S-A-D-E-A-W-E-L-E.com, or at sade_awele on Instagram. But we don't talk about Instagram because they have blocked us here at CJSF as a news organization. One of the perils of mass media and commercial media is they can just decide based on what is financially effective for them whether or not we are allowed to post stuff. So support local independent media and get your stuff not from the big mainstream sources if you want to get it. Okay, we have about 20 minutes left in this hour of Speak Up. And I think I'm going to devote most of it to some what we call Category 3 music. Some experimental stuff, some out there jazz. And we're going to start anyway with a record by the Modern Black Music Ensemble. Released by the Fragments of Blue Net label. This record is called Tsuruya, and we will hear the track Lingering. Thank you. Lingering by the Modern Black Music Ensemble from the record Saruya here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm going to leave you with a track from the latest compilation from SFU's School for Contemporary Arts, Music and Sound class. This is the Fall 2023 compilation. This piece by Aidan Gobio, Amy Sue, and Grayson Braun is called Weather Harmonics. And Democracy Now! Is up next, so enjoy that. I will see you next week, right here. Speak Up, 10 to 11 a.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia, this is CJSF 90.1 FM.